Begin the Karan Daf in the Sech Tzvachim Daf Mem Tes. Begin on the base. Begin the Master. Begin the Gemara. No, then I would have thought to say, okay, just want to go straight to the source. But really, maybe to learn out from Chatos, even though it's double lamed mehakdash, you could then chayzim lamed mehakdash. So it's the same. It's a wonder because look at the besa Chatos. Well, no, you don't have to write a Chatos. I be double lamed mehakdash. I'm going to say something that's learned of a mehakdash, chayzim lamed mehakdash, and that's what's coming to teach you. And it says also oila. Am I actually oila klal? Why is it being compared to oila at all? Typically mechatas aasham. The machatas tzafin ma'akev av aasham came. He's saying that. We said before in the sugya, the drasha in the Gemara from the words ha'ashem that says kachatus ha'ashem lakoy, which we said, oh, so we're putting ashem and tzar back into the category of ashamis that requires the blood, neimur l'mizbeach, regarding that has to be slaughtered in the north. So the question is, so why is the Gemara saying that if you compare ashem and tzar to oila and not the chatus, we would have made a mistake, you would have thought to kachatus ma'am hekesh. If it is, then you could learn out from the hekesh of kachatus ha'ashem lakoy, because from the word ha'ashem you learn out Hashem Atzer needs to soften the mitzvah like other Hashemas. And from the Hekesh of Kechatis, we will learn that it's Ma'akiv. So if that's the case, so the Hekesh Ta'ila is superfluous, obviously it's coming to teach us double lama Hekesh, and not Chazam lama Hekesh. And as it says, to be actually asked, what we can say is no, the Elokos of Tzafen, if it didn't say, in other words, you can't learn out the Lach of Tzafen of Hashem Atzer from the Hekesh of Kechatis Hashem. Because it's through the Hekesh that, through that hekesh, you wouldn't Hashem would say you would not be able to learn from Chatas the halacha of tzafen. Lo havamina, I wouldn't say hahadra kol shchid tzafen lemidi deloy baye kohuna for something that does not require kohuna, because of Hashem ledushim leklal the whole like kasav kaasham that b'mashma kashar Hashem the amal tzafen yehizeh, because it doesn't say kaasham like the Hashem aval ha Hashem mashma Hashem zeh yekachatas. Which is for what? Lamat and Dam Lim is bad. For that we compared. And therefore, that we would not know, now that it says Asham, you can't prove from here just that it requires Mat and Dam Mur, but it would not tell us the Halacha of Tzafen. Chayyish La'akshas, so it says what's also difficult is, if it's true that you're saying, okay, that you would say that somebody could learn the Hekish could go teach another Hekish. So then the question is like this. Lo yinichtav tzafen klal. Don't write tzafen at all. In other words, why do you have to learn the halacha of tzafen ba'asham? But to be tasted by shamais, mekachatas ka'asham. You could know it from this pasuk, which the Gemara previously brought, that we're comparing all Hashemis to chatas, mekachatas ka'asham tar achas lam. And deichad the afin minay smicha, beper kama on daf yiravam and aleph. So, if you can learn that from that hekesh, so then you should learn that from that hekesh. All the other shamas to require tzafen, and then you'll be able to learn that. Vo'oy neil b'shar shamas me'asham etzayra, and asham etzayra mehekesh dekaratas. So, you would even know that tzafen is ma'akev by all the shamas. Because to teach tzafen b'asham etzayr l'mitzvah, you don't have to, because you already put it back in the category of shamas with kachatz kashim ulakayim. The yeshayash of this year, we can say, is they'll have a mean the hadre kor l'shchid tzafen. No, I wouldn't have said that it's included by shchid tzafen. M'lev l'shinam ka'asham, kashar asham. Kivin d'lay kasav tzafen mehej b'shar shamas, because it doesn't say explicitly tzafen b'ad shamas. So if you didn't say tzafen l'mitzvah b'shar shamas, we wouldn't have known to learn this halach b'asham etzayr from that you put it back in the category kachatz kashim ulakayim, because obviously one's dependent on the other. Next test matter being the Gemara Kashiyurim Lamai Hirasa. What's Kashiyurim coming to teach when you have the pasuk of the burning of the Amurim in the Parakim Mashiach? It says like you elevated from the Pesher Zaber Hashlam. You don't need it for itself because it says that over there. So it's coming to teach you like as if it says it here. Begufa Dava to teach you that now you could use the Hekesh for the Siri Abay Dazar. So it says Tema to one because Ha'itzrach. When you do need it for something else, like the Shin Beslev Kalabasa, the Gemara Chulin of Kofi Zaymer Alv says Zebul Alamed. It sounds like as if it's coming to teach, but it's really coming to learn. It sounds like as if you're learning from Shlom, but actually coming to teach the Shlom. Just like the Parakim Mashiach has halacha mila, so that's what the pasuk is coming to say. We can say, yeah, but the muscle like Shuyah lezevich hashlamim, you could have said that it's comparing it lezevich hashlamim, but like lichtav kashiyurim, you didn't need the words kashiyurim. Kashiyurim mashma dasler buy harom acheres, something else, which that's what the Gemara is saying. L'mahilchas, that's what's saying here in our sugya. Right now, another approach is. Hahidach alabasa, the Gemara with the Ketan is actually, it's not difficult because you're right, that's Ketan Bir Bishmal. Tanafikli Drasha Hacha, he learns out this Drasha over here that the Gemara is saying Kashrim is for. Mibasa Lapar, he says Lapar is the Parhelim, because the Amen Perik Bisham and of Mimalv and Alf. And for him, you're right, they learn that Bagazar from over there. Avalatan Bey Rab, the Amen that he says, Vasla Par, Zeparim Kippurim, it's all Kashrim, Hach Drasha, or you take out the words. But the point is that on Tan Mei Rav disagrees with Tan Mei Bishmon, says that Lapar is Parim Kippurim. We're comparing Parim Dav in this parasha to learn out that the Gemara couldn't say that to learn from the Hekesh of Akhtar Samar Mesiyah Vadazar, and had to learn it out from Kashi Yurim, like we say here in Asogya. Now he says, Mat begins the Gemara, Nechtave Begufe. Gemara brings our Papa. It asks, why do you have to learn out from the Parhelm Dover through the Par Koin Mashiach? Why don't you write it so explicitly by Parhelm Dover? So he said, oh, obviously it's going to teach us the Dover Lamehekesh, not Chazim Lamehekesh. So it says, Tame, that's a wonder, because the Amma Pekadam Perek Besham, the Gemara there, it says, Moshe Malchbas of Adam, Shazar Medina, when the whole Klais, when the whole country rebels, I mean, Bezachayim, he wants to be short, because of the close relationship. So that's why it doesn't say explicitly. Says it says, yeah, the Bishul Chabasim, but still, because of the endearment, Lohila Galgal Il Drashas Lamel of Mehakesha, makes such Drashas to learn from Hekesh, and therefore that's why he's asking him, saying, so it must be teaching us something more. But in Mekamakam, however, the other way is also true. You still learn the Chibasin. You say, what do I mean? Isn't it coming to teach you just Dov Lam Hekesh, Einim Lam Hekesh? No, Melech Shmin Beduch Achrina. Because why are we not teaching this somewhere else? Dov Lam Hekesh, Einu Chizim Lam Hekesh. In fact, we're teaching it specifically over here. It's teaching us also this idea that Hashem didn't want to say when his dear Klal Yisrael is sinning to be too lengthy in the words. It says, Matta begin the word Gemara, Kacha Kacha Miser Ksibi. It says more than once, so therefore there's a Gezer Shab between Asham and Chattas. It says, Tayshat Hemet's one, because Kibn are bringing Gezer Shab Ma'adadi. If you're saying there is a Gezer Shab between two of them, Loman and Akashas del Elba Chattas Asham. Why did Gemara previously bring Akashas, Kachattas, Ka Asham, Tara Achas Elohim? What do you need Akash if you have a Gezer Shab that you can learn out one from the other, as our Dibber Maskal here is saying?